Hello there, I'm Nastasia Tay in Doha with an update for you here on Al Jazeera. There's been heavy shelling and gunfire in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, after a shaky ceasefire has collapsed. Earlier, the United States and Saudi Arabia suspended talks between the army and the rapid support forces. Washington has also sanctioned companies linked to both sides. Kenyan evangelical preacher Paul Mackenzie Ntenge has appeared at a court in Mombasa. He's accused of leading a cult and ordering his followers to starve themselves to death. Police have exhumed the bodies of more than 240 people in a remote forest. Authorities in Senegal say at least 9 people have been killed there in anti-government protests. It happened after opposition leader Ousmane Sonko was sentenced to 2 years in prison on a charge of corrupting youth. The conviction now undermines his chances of running for president in next year's elections. Air raid alerts have sounded across Ukraine after a wave of Russian attacks. The Air Force says it intercepted and destroyed 10 missiles fired from Russia's Bryansk region on Friday. On Thursday, 3 people, including a 9-year-old child, were killed. Meanwhile, the governor of Russia's Belgorod region says 2 people were killed and 2 others injured in shelling there by Ukrainian forces. It happened in the town of Maslova Prishtan, near the border with Ukraine. The governor says fragments of the shells struck cars. And China's special envoy for Eurasian affairs has described Russia's war in Ukraine as worrying and warns the risk of escalation is high. Li Hui made those comments after his European tour to promote Beijing's plan to end the conflict. Well, the rivalry between the US and China has cast a shadow over the Shangri-La dialogue. These are live pictures now from that security conference in Singapore, which is being attended by defense ministers from more than 40 countries. Acting Prime Minister Lawrence Wong has urged the 2 superpowers to resolve tensions. The US Senate has approved a bipartisan deal to lift the government's $31.4 trillion debt limit. The legislation averts what would have been the country's first national debt default. The EU has called for new polls in northern Kosovo. Ethnic Serbs have been protesting against the election of ethnic Albanian mayors. Serbs don't recognize Kosovo's independence and boycotted the municipal vote in April.